Greetings and welcome. It's May 14th, and our reflections begin with St. Matthias. Shortly after the ascension of Jesus, the small Christian community, Luke says there were about 120 of them, gathered and decided there should be a replacement for Judas as one of the 12. They cast lots, and Matthias was chosen. The practice of casting lots is an ancient Jewish tradition. People sometimes turned to their priests to determine God's will. The priest would cast sacred lots, called the Urim and Thummim. It's not known exactly what these pieces looked like. They may have been precious stones with some type of characters on them. Magic and superstition were forbidden to Israelites, but casting lots was not considered superstitious. By using this method to choose Judas's replacement, the early Christians showed their Jewish roots. Matthias is never mentioned in the New Testament after his election. Although there are legends, little is known about him. Actually, little is known about the structure called the 12 either. The 12 is last mentioned in the 6th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. The book has 28 chapters, and never heard of again in Acts or in later New Testament writings. The name Matthias means gift from God. Today is his feast day. Now for our scripture. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 6 and 7. No other Testament book speaks of Christ's appearance to 500 brothers. Paul confidently points out that some of these people are still alive and available for questioning. Paul is expanding on the doctrinal formula that he inherited and leading up to his own encounter with the risen Christ. That some of those to whom the risen Christ appeared have since died raises the question Paul is addressing in this section. The fact that believers have died and their bodies are still in the grave does not nullify the truth of their resurrection. We don't know exactly what happens to a person at death. The fullness of bodily risen life is not ours in an instant, at least as we reckon time. What we do believe is that we will be raised up at the end of time. The death of someone we love summons our deepest faith. We continue to pray for them. Take a moment now to think of those who have gone before you and slowly pray the ritual prayer of commendation used at the cemetery. Into your hands, Father of Mercies, we commend our brother or sister. In the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, he or she will rise with him on the last day. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.